For 5 years, Rajiv Shah led the U.S. Agency for International Development, known as USAID. Today was his last day. Most observers credit Shah with reinvigorating an agency that spends billions of dollars overseas. NPR's Nurit Eisenman reports on his time at the agency, which began with a crisis.
How's this for a tough first week on the job? 5 days after Dr. Shah took over as head of the U.S.'s main agency for overseas disaster relief, an epic earthquake rocked Haiti. About 200,000 people were killed. The U.S. government was scrambling to mobilize a response, and President Obama decided Shah should be the one to lead it.
The president called and said, "Raj, I hope you'll make us proud." And I felt a deep passion and commitment to do that. So I was excited, but I was also, frankly, overwhelmed by the amount of work we had to do.
And within weeks, thanks to U.S. dollars and help, millions of people who might otherwise have gone hungry were fed. Eventually, hundreds of thousands were sheltered. But even several years on, a lot of the new housing and other promised aid hadn't materialized. And Ben Leo, an analyst with the Center for Global Development, it's a nonpartisan think tank, says to this day there are questions.
We still have absolutely no idea where all the money went 5 years later, and there's no systemic reporting on what the hundreds of projects achieved.
Shah disputes that, and he points to broader signs of progress in Haiti. The economy has been growing. Hunger among children is down by 50%. Shah is also proud of recent successes in the equally historic disaster that hit at the end of his tenure, the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. But ask Shah what's the most important thing he achieved as head of USAID, and he points to the strong bipartisan support that he gained for American aid.
And because of that bipartisan support, we've rebuilt USAID as the world's premier development agency.
At a time of tight budgets and contentious relations between the White House and Capitol Hill, Shah managed to convince Congress to let him hire hundreds of scientists and financial experts. Not that there weren't missteps. Early on, Shah ruffled feathers when he tried to defend against proposed budget cuts. At an open hearing for members of Congress, he detailed precisely how many children's lives they would be sacrificing if they went forward.
It was a learning experience. I have always been very data-driven and very analytic and evidence-oriented, so I didn't imagine that sharing data would become controversial. But it did.
Shah smoothed things over with a mix of charm, listening skills, and a pitch that conservative Republicans found irresistible. Let's drastically shift the focus of USAID. Instead of spending taxpayer dollars, let's make it easier for private companies to pitch in.
You know, 10 years ago, we used to say, okay, if you need to build a road somewhere, let's go hire a U.S. contractor and build that road. Today, we're saying, let's actually create the conditions where private investors will invest in building out the infrastructure we need in developing countries.
Under Shah, USAID has brought in private companies to bring electric power to Africa and to revamp that continent's agriculture. The idea has its critics, but one thing a lot of people agree on is that this move to bring in private dollars into aid is what Rajiv Shah will ultimately be remembered for. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.